from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it's that little ice cream cooler at by the door, right next to the door, smart with them ice cream sandwiches and that drumstick.
Yeah, they get you at the gas station.
That one will get me every now and then. I'll stop and take a quick gander.
See, they get me at the grocery store standing in the line.
Yeah.
And now that, you know, they've added the refrigerators there, mm-hmm. and you got the drinks there, yep. and I'm looking at, and then.
Need a little energy?
What gets me, yeah, now I've stopped. But what gets me every time is, I feel like it's Target. Target, they always have an array of the M&M flavors. Like, if you get up there, they got 10 different M&M flavors, and I'm an M&M cat. Boy, and I mean, they got a toffee one, a strawberry and cream one, a peanut, plain,
they
peanut
got mint,
butter,
they got mint
crunchy.
Chocolate, that chocolate
but
mint
I,
now.
Like, you get me stuck in that line long enough at Target, like I'm, and then they got the king, the big bag that fit right in your hand. I'm gonna get that toffee one, toffee and strawberries and cream. And I mean, they give me that product. That placement is good. Yeah.
Long lines at the hardware store, at the grocery store,
they're
all right there. That's bad news.
By the time I get it, I've gotten a Gatorade in there. I've gotten M&Ms in there, Takis. But the drive is live, and big day today. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Here on the drive in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance. I believe this is the last opportunity today. Area 45 wasn't blessed this time, I don't believe. This is the last opportunity today in the 5 o'clock hour. Make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour. Your final opportunity to get front row seats. Everybody love a little free to the game. Front row seats at the game against the Rams coming up. Saturday at noon again from the text line. Ron drooling like a bulldog thinking about them drumsticks. You ain't never lying. I'm telling you, boy. On a hot day like today, ain't nothing like.
Before I get out of the parking lot, I'd knock it back before I get out of the parking lot. I'd be that chocolate in the bottom you're talking about before I get out of the parking lot.
Like, I know in my heyday, I still think. How many drumsticks you think come in a box? I think I could bang out a box.
Four?
I think
eight. Yeah, because I can turn them over.
Yeah.
You can stack them. Yeah.
Yeah, the geometry of the cream.
I think I could get eight down in a good hour and not even going.
You feel terrible about yourself.
Maybe. Not even going after it like it's a competition or something. Like, I think I, I could sit here, maybe not an hour.
You'd hate yourself.
Maybe not an hour, but if I had a box here, and if you're right, room temperature, they won't melt. If I had a box of drumsticks right here,
easy.
I could get all eight of them right here before Dirty's Dale.
Oh, before in 2 hours? Hell yeah.
I'm just saying, just keep going. I get to just.
Not even think about it.
I just keep picking them up.
I ain't got that one in. I would feel awful.
I mean, I might have to hit the toilet.
Not like physically awful, which I'm sure I would too, but I would just be disgusted with myself.
Yeah, I can.
Tyler got that glow stick music working today, man. This ain't West Side, by the way. Tyler. This is how I would hold my glow sticks if I had them.
Tyler,
this is Space Jam.
I'm not West Side.
This is from the OG Space Jam.
I'd hold that glow stick
deformed,
like that. You know what I mean?
Deformed West Side.
Like you had arthritis in your fingers?
Yeah. No, well, over the top. These would be over the top. Either
so
that.
What? So
actually,
hold on.
I'd go two this middles is, over the top. Is, the glow stick would be like this, T.
This is glow stick music. Is there a difference between glow stick music and what, like Pauly D from Jersey Shore?
I'm not sure DJs, what he DJs.
The DJ where it's
so you do like EDM.
Is that what it is?
There's like EDM, there's trap.
I thought this was going to speed up more when I first. I didn't realize what song it was till. What is it again? What is it again, Ron?
I remember Pauly D used to do a tour. Yeah. What is that? Is that like glow stick music? They called it one of them things where like it would start down low and then the crescendo up.
Like house music. Rave music.
Somebody text line.
Electronic music.
What is that called?
Boy, I'm gonna be honest with you. One time in my life.
Boom, boom, boom.
One time
boom,
in my life.
And rise. Like that Pauly D. What the hell
about,
is that music?
About 4 months into my Dallas years.
I checked if our internet was working here.
I was with some cats and ended up in a bar that was real glow stick. Real, I don't know if you want to call it house, EDM, whatever. Real jump around, bang into each other and real loud strobe lights just blinking the whole time kind of deal.
Ecstasy all over the place.
Hey, well, I was, believe it or not, naive enough to not realize what all was going on around me. I literally left. We had a limo. I had a limo take me home solo. Actually with my girl at the time. I said, I got to go. We got to get out of here. This ain't it for me, man. I can't handle it. This is awful.
Yeah, I think it's what you said, EDM, where the DJ comes. They had a guy come in and that bad boy was packed.
Where?
It was in Kansas City. That bad boy was packed, and I looked in there, and I just saw, like, syringes and stuff in the trash can.
There you go.
I mean, it's just, and before, people was just pulling out. Techno, is it techno? No, it's not techno music, is it?
Techno is what
Maybe
I would.
That's what it is.
Techno is where I would have went before y'all started naming them. Techno,
party,
it's all the
party,
same.
Yeah.
That's got a little guitar in it right there.
I don't know if that's
it. This is,
it's like boom, 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 boom,
like
boom.
The, yes.
that.
Like the DJ in Vegas. Like, yeah. Now, if I'm at a pool in Vegas.
And then jump up and down.
I'm out of there.
I'm out.
The pool in Vegas?
Yes, that's a great place. I can get that
for about 20 minutes. I can get back on the blackjack table on the
edge. Yeah, they be getting it in. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and Lil Jon.
You're talking about like the drops they have, like this.
Turn down for what? And then they go. Yeah.
Now that one I can get down wherever.
But they
would
call
right
it
there.
Something. They would call it something. I can't remember, man. I
never got that familiar with it, Ron. Sounds like you had a place in Kansas City where you got real familiar.
I got stuck.
With it.
I mean, I told you when I took you around that big old Power and Light area.
Yeah.
He was DJing outside, and the whole place was packed, and just. Going at it. I'm sure they were doing some hard drugs.
Oh, I'm sure they, looking back, I'm sure they were.
No, I was not.
I was not.
I was not. I was taking shots, but I was not doing hard drugs. So,
is that my boy Ron?
That's right. Texas Ticket Tuesday coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Hey, I do want to get here with this. Man, something, we got to move to the something special is happening here with the Astros. Was that last week they won a game where they got two hits?
That is correct, sir.
And like I don't like they weren't homers. I don't. They were,
no,
they were singles.
Yeah,
they won a game. Look at Jose dressed up. They won a game with two hits, and then yesterday, you got no business. They struck out 13 times, including Yiner Diaz on a pitch clock violation because of time. They struck out 13 times. They had four errors. I think there may have been one thrown in there that wasn't called an error, but was a miscue somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. How many times in history do you think a team's won a game in one season with four errors and a game with only two hits?
And not in a week and a half.
That's freaking nuts.
Like, I mean, I just, and you look at this and it's like, bam, they were trailing early. Kikuchi, you know, wasn't quite the Kikuchi that he has been here.
It doesn't, I mean, look, it's hard to be consistently the same Kikuchi, man. Every time you have an outing, it changes.
It's a lot of maintenance.
New surroundings.
Pitching.
Mm-hmm.
From a pitching standpoint on that.
I say.
But they had no business winning that game.
None at all.
No, I mean, no business. And, I think I may have moved on a bit. I mean, they kept trailing down 2-0. Then they get back 2-2. Then they start to trail again immediately.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.